Who's up next on deck here, ready to go, Tim?
Well, he's not on deck. He's in the box. He's ready to go. John McDonald joins us here in Goodyear, Arizona. Of course, Indians fans may remember that name from a few years back when John McDonald was in the infield for the Indians. But he is here in Goodyear as a special assistant, correct, John?
Yeah, that is correct.
So define that role for me and for our listeners.
Well, I think that's an evolving role. I get to work with the infielders here in big league camp for a couple of weeks, and then I'll work with the infielders in the minor leagues for a few weeks. And basically anything that comes about that Ross or Chris, Tito, anything that they need me to do, I'm willing to do. I think that's how you come about with that name of special assistant, just because it can involve different things. I think the main thing is to work with the infielders and help the young guys kind of evolve as players and just get them going in the right direction.
John, in talking to people the past couple of days here in Goodyear, certainly the emphasis in Goodyear this year appears to be defense. This was a team that really struggled defensively last year. From a former infielder's perspective, does that become more of a mental thing? Is it a physical thing? How do you improve defensively?
No, I think at the end of every year, you look at how you could have done better. What were your team's deficiencies that year? And that can totally change. I mean, it's already changed. Guys haven't even taken a ground ball yet. But you know what? Carlos Santana this year is not going to be starting at third base. He's a first baseman. Lonnie Chisenhall is going to be at third. Jason Kipnis will be back and be healthy at second base. So just right off the bat, you've improved your defense by having more stability and guys knowing where they're going to be. They have one thing to focus on this spring training, and that's to get better at the positions that they're already playing, not learning a new position. So that's going to help. And then they're just, they're going to get a lot more work, focus on some of the things. Anytime that you make a mistake, you've got to learn from it, and you've got to work on it to not make that mistake happen again. And I think that's one of the things that's going to get talked about in areas, whatever area it is that each individual player needs to get better on, that's what we're going to work on. And I think, and over time, you're going to be a better baseball player. You're going to be a better defender because of it.
John, how much of it is still the mental side, though? Just like on the offensive side, when you get into a slump, sometimes you'll start to press in the box. Can the same thing happen defensively, where if you've made a couple of errors, all of a sudden you start to press on the defensive side?
Yeah, I mean, it can happen. It does happen. I mean, if it's happened to some of the best players that have ever played the game. I mean, you're going to go into funks where you just don't feel right. Your footwork may not be right, but the key is to be able to identify that early. And I have conversations with a lot of guys that I've played with over the years about how to get out of that, what to think about, and I go back to something that Omar Vizquel told me in my first couple of years in the organization. And I asked him, what are you thinking, when you're playing defense? And one of the things he said to me was, hit the ball to me. He's always thinking, hit the ball to me. So he was always reinforcing. And I don't know if he meant to be doing it this way or it's how I interpreted it, was he was always approaching defense with a positive mindset, that hit the ball to me, that he's the best, I'm the best infielder that has ever played this game, and I want the ball hit to me. And, and I took that, and that sense of confidence that you have when you want every ball to hit to you. Because there are times that I played in my career where I didn't want the ball hit to me because I didn't feel good. That's the nature of, you're striving for perfection every day, and it is not possible to be perfect. So doubt is going to creep into your mind, and you've got to get over it really fast, because the next ball is, if you're not thinking the ball, don't hit it to me, the ball's going to get hit to you.
Right.
And, the chances, are pretty – I practiced enough where the chances were I felt like I was going to make the play anyway. But the confidence goes along with it, and to be able to help these guys in big league camp and in minor league camp build confidence and grow as players, I think from a coach's standpoint is key.
Again, we're talking with John McDonald, former Indians infielder, now with the Tribe as a special assistant here in Goodyear, Arizona. And let's talk about that transition. Everybody knows, as a baseball player, someday that playing time is going to come to an end. How difficult was that, and yet how excited are you now about working with guys and coaching guys?
I'm very excited, and I think everybody knows you're going to be a former player a lot longer than you are going to be an active player. So I was ready. I was ready at that point to take the next step into whatever was going to be next. This whole offseason, I didn't swing a bat, I didn't take a ground ball, I didn't play catch, and I think that was pretty telling to me early on when I wasn't necessarily having a desire to go to strap it back on and go out and pursue a minor league job. I wasn't getting big league offers to come compete for jobs. I could have went on minor league deal to go play different places. It just wasn't the direction I wanted to go in. I was pretty happy with the way my career ended up last year, and felt like I was ready to start giving back to all the people that have given me so much over the course of my career.
Do you see this as a start to a very long, extended coaching type of career? Do you want to do that?
Coaching, maybe. You know, there's a lot of different things that I'm excited to learn, front office-wise. I'm excited to learn things from Tito by just watching him and talking to him, about being a manager. And there's a lot of different things that interest me that I'm excited to begin that process to figure it out, what path I'm going to take.
Really cool. Craig Bruce, before we let John McDonald go, any thoughts or questions back in the studio?
Well, as the infielder, you're doing the defense, but if your offense is struggling as a player, how do you help them get through that so you can separate your offense from your defense and sort of play two different games?
Well, Sammy, separating the offense and the defense is key because the differences in hitting and playing defense, they're so different. The expectation that somebody's going to get a hit every time they go up is just not there. 300's a great average, obviously, but the expectation on defense is that you're going to be perfect. So being able to switch that mindset of knowing that you're not going to get a hit every time and then expecting that you're going to be perfect when you're playing defense, I think it's just reinforcing your habits, and the more you can think that you are going to, that every ball is going to get hit to you, you already know whether you're going to go with the ball, and that starts with preparation. It starts, as guys get to the ballpark and thinking about winning, thinking about going out and working and getting better. The more we can instill that type of passion and work ethic in our players, the better off they're going to be, the better they're going to prepare, and the better the team's going to play.
John, before we let you go, we were talking earlier this morning with Mike Sarbaugh about baseball is a game that is just full of moments. Whether you coach, whether you play, you always remember a moment or two that stands out. For you, when you were wearing the Indians uniform as a player, is there a moment, is there a game that will always stand out for you?
Well, my from a personal standpoint, from just me, was my first at bat in the big leagues.
Really?
This team was 1999. The team was so good, with Robbie and Omar and Sandy, Kenny Lofton. I mean, it's just Manny Ramirez. There's so much talent on that team. To be able to break into a team that was that good, and have in my first at bat, I was able to. I mean, I was never known as much of a hitter. My first at bat, I had base hit to center, and
And where?
It was in Cleveland. We were down a couple of runs playing Kansas City. Scott Service was one of Kansas City's relievers. The funny thing about it was I was so nervous walking up to the box for my first at-bat, I actually told myself as I was walking up there, whatever you do, don't swing at the first pitch. Because I was extremely nervous, and I took it. It was a ball. Next pitch was right down the middle, and I knew he was going to throw. I mean, he had to throw a strike right there anyway, and it allowed me to put a good swing on it. That sense of accomplishment, it did two things. It gave me a tremendous sense of, wow, I just did something that I never even dreamed I was going to be able to do. And then as that game ended, I said, what is next? Because that was all I ever wanted to do. And now every goal that I had ever set out in front of me was attained. Now where do I go? And that was such a neat process to be able to figure that out. Am I going to be in the big leagues for? Am I going to get another day? Are they going to let me stay here another day? Or are they going to send me down after this game? I don't know.
That's a great story. Do you still have the ball? Usually they give.
I do. I got that ball, and fortunately last year I got in that bat in the ninth inning of the last game of the regular season. The last game I was an active player, and I had a double in the ninth inning, and my teammates got that ball for me, which was pretty awesome. I didn't call for it. My teammates were hollering out of the dugout, get that ball. I think they had an idea that was my last at bat, and to have both those balls kind of bookend my career was It's pretty cool.
That is great stuff. That's what makes baseball special, man. Hey, we appreciate you stopping by. Thanks,
Johnny. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff. Johnny McDonald joining us here out in Goodyear, Arizona as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. And, again, all of our interviews courtesy of Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning. More on the heating side of this week. Proudly serving families, businesses, and communities since 1980. Your authorized Amana dealer in Lorain is Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning. Good stuff with Johnny McDonald as he joins us here in Goodyear.